Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Charles Pellegrino, who's taking us on a ride to Europa, which is a very large, distinguished moon of Jupiter, the Jupiter system. There are many moons. Europa is a fascination because in the late 20th century, Charlie and his colleagues, including distinguished NASA scientist Harold Urey, distinguished astronomer Carl Sagan at Cornell, and Robert Ballard, a man who got involved in the Titanic and is famous for it. He was also a novelist, and he was also somebody in his diving who produced indication that on Earth we have a process, hydrothermal vents, that is easy to imagine on Europa, for example, or other planets. You put all these things together. What are we looking for with the Europa Clipper? It'll be there in 2030, I believe. And it will, for 4 years, in and out of the Jupiter system. It won't park itself over Europa because of radiation. It'll move in around, but giving us lots of information from the surface. What are we looking for, Charlie? I know there are vents. What in the vents in particular will advance your thinking?
Well, they've already detected water coming to the surface and erupting into space, and it erupts into vacuum and becomes a snowstorm in space. So one of the things the Europa Clipper will be looking at is what's in that snow up in the sky, using spectroscopy, and also on the ground, the snow that falls back to the ground. Already with the telescopes we have detected some organic compounds on and around Europa. This will be taking a much closer look and might even be able to see signs of what kind of chemical activity we're looking at that's being erupted out from down below. And are there signs of something like bacteria that have produced certain chemical signatures? And I think the odds are reasonably good.
The asteroid belt has the makings of this process. And you worked early on to establish that the process could still be going on in the asteroid belt. The satellite of Europa bombarded during the early bombardment. Is that the exchange of this process back and forth between all the planets? Does that mean this process might exist on many satellites, not just Europa?
Right. It probably started independently in many places. There are some people who theorize that the large asteroid series, which never did get broken up, might still have warm, wet regions inside. All the way out to Pluto and Charon, this process might be going on. It might be going on in many different places that have been trying to cook up life. Some failing, maybe some like Europa succeeding. Europa has a nice, very large surface area. You could probably have evolutionary competition going on under the ice. The water pressure conditions deep down on the very bottom of the oceans of Europa are about what you would find 2.5-3 miles under the oceans on Earth. And we know that life is around these hydrothermal vents, these volcanic springs. Life is kind of very happy there. It's getting along quite well. So Europa is one place where that might be going on, and then maybe other places within our solar system. And if you look out to the stars, well, worlds like Europa are probably more common than Earth-like worlds, just the right distance, just the right mass from just the right kind of star. You don't even need the right kind of star to develop a life inside an ice world if life can develop there and evolve into very complex multicellular forms. Most life in the galaxy probably does exist or does originate inside Europa-like conditions.
The Europa, anticipating that there is something that is alive, as in feeding itself and regenerating every feeding period and growing and reproducing, anticipating, logic suggests it would necessarily have links to what we have here on Earth. And I don't mean us. I mean down at those hydrothermal vents. Is that what we're looking for?
Right. It would have been the same process that we see happening at the events. Some life on Earth might actually have originated at the vents. Could have also originated with surface tension and the kinds of conditions you have, for example, at Niagara Falls with organic material just forming very quickly, photocells. So it can originate in many places. In Europa, it would have been entirely hydrothermal vent life.
And there's nothing unique about Europa. It's just a probe to a satellite that we've got photographs that suggest that there's something under the ice. That's why we're going there. Is that correct?
Right. And Europa is the easiest one that we can get to Saturn, the next mini solar system out from us. It would take much longer for a probe to get there. You'd have to wait about 12 or 13 years till it even got there using today's technology.
But you say that we need a robot under the ice. Is that correct? We have a
right. Eventually, that's the dream. That's how I ended up sailing with Ballard, looking at what the state of the art was with deep ocean robotics in 1985. The robot that we were probing the hydrothermal vents with, that only 3 months before had located the Titanic, that is actually the remote ancestor of the machines that in 20 years or so we hope to get under the ice of Europa or Enceladus or at the surface of Titan and so on.
Europa Clipper, it's outbound for the Jupiter system, arriving around 2030. Charles Pellegrino, author of Darwin's Universe with his friend Jesse Stoff. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.